freedom. And it has nothing to do with freedom. It has to do with protecting yourself and your family from a potentially deadly disease that has killed already over 800,000 Americans, but also relinquishing your societal responsibility to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And when someone says, well, I'm taking my own chances, it is my body, I'll worry about it, nobody should tell me that I need to get vaccinated or that I should wear a mask in an indoor setting. Well, that might be fine for you because you have confidence that you're not going to get seriously ill, which quite frankly, hospitals are full of people who made that mistake. And so are graveyards full of people that have made that mistake. But beyond that, you live in a society, and if you get infected, you could transmit that to someone else who might be vulnerable, who might be an elderly person, might be someone with an underlying condition, that actually you're playing a role in transmitting that infection to them, even though you yourself are not particularly bothered by that infection.
Here's the deal. Nothing that Dr. Fauci said yesterday at the National Press Club or that the president said today, I don't think it's going to move the needle. I don't think, and we can take this up in our next half hour, our final half hour of the day, that I don't think any of this rhetoric on either side is moving the needle. The people that are anti-vaxxers 2 weeks ago are still anti-vaxxers. There's no message that seems to move the needle. That's the problem. Now, what's the solution? The solution is the president and his team needs to come up with some other ideas or messaging that makes sense. And this is what I don't understand. Democrats are great when it comes to things like branding. Global warming didn't test well, so they changed it to climate change. Mainly because they couldn't prove that the earth was cooling. No. They couldn't do it. So they changed it. Global warming became climate change. Gay marriage became marriage equality. Democrats do this all the time. And I'm just shocked they haven't found a way to message this thing to a point where it made sense to people who were vaxxers. Or anti-vaxxers, I guess you could say. It just hasn't moved the needle at all. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Scott Hammond weighs in on the president and a thing called the Legislative Commission. Because they're going to be voting on vaccines and vaccine mandates a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 2:30, I just checked the Nevada Department of Transportation incident sheet, and we do see one accident that is working right now on area freeways. That's westbound Cheyenne over the Interstate 15 overpass there in North Las Vegas, and that's blocking the center and right lane, so approach that area with caution. Moderate flows on the Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Gibson. 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. And those lane restrictions continue through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That is causing delays. Certainly in both directions right now on Interstate 515. That's mainly between Main Street and Eastern. But it's very slow even beyond that.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Daniel Carlson with the walk-off 48-yard field goal. Raiders over the Browns 16-14 on Monday as the Raiders stay in playoff contention. They are 7-7. The Denver Broncos are also 7-7. These two teams are going to match up against each other on Sunday. This game really feels like a playoff elimination contest. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are going to host Tampa Bay tonight, one of just two games in the NHL this evening, and then they are going to go into their holiday break. They are starting the holiday break a little early as a result of COVID-19.
Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Macy's Last Minute Gift Sale is going on now with an extra 20% off great gift ideas for everyone on your list with your coupon or Macy's card. Not sure what to get? Give a gift card and let them decide. Shop your local Macy's early and late and get your gift orders faster when you pick up curbside or in store. Plus, it's time to spend your Macy's money on anything. No merchandise exclusions. Details at Macy's.com/Macy's Money. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday before Christmas Day. And by the way, I'll be traveling on Christmas Day, which is hopefully going to be maybe a little lighter and not as intense as a day ahead of it and a day after that. But we'll see. I had a chance to visit with Scott Hammond, and he is so busy. You say, well, here's a state senator, and yet he always seems to be very, very busy. And he took time out of his busy schedule to join us on Live and Local today. And we were talking about something that he's a part of, the Legislative Commission. They're going to be voting this afternoon, a little bit later on the whole idea of vaccine mandates. And I asked him up front, what's the Legislative Commission?
Well, first of all, I've got to say thank you for allowing me to be with you. I mean, we all have busy schedules. It's the holiday season, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody there, your staff, all the way down. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. But the Lev Commission is basically made up of six Republicans, six Democrats. I'm not going to mistake. 12 Republicans. No, it's 12 altogether. Six Republicans, six Democrats, and we review all the policies that come out of all the agencies after legislation is passed. So you pass a bill, it becomes law, and then the administration agencies have to figure out how to implement the law, and so they come up with policies, and they have workshops, and they talk to folks and so forth, and They come up with an idea, and then they have to come to us and say, this is how we're going to do this. Are you okay with it? And then we give our final okay. And so, you know, we heard a while ago that they're going to pass these mandates on all Nevada system of higher education campuses, that you had to be in, you had to get your vaccine, and then or else you couldn't be on campus. And so we are asked today to solidify that, I guess, that decision that was already made. And we're supposed to make sure that we put that into a full effect and going forward indefinitely.
Let me just ask you,
voting on today.
Is there ever a time when the legislative commission disagrees with the law that's passed and it essentially changes? I mean, for instance, with this, as you see, Omicron virus, which is brand new, I mean, new just in the last few weeks, and that maybe you might change your view on vaccine mandates?
Well, two different things there. One, no, we don't normally change the law. And in this case, it wasn't a law. Remember, this was passed by, I'm going to forget, it wasn't the governor with an executive order. It was the Board of Examiners, I think, or somebody had passed it. So it wasn't a law. It was a policy that was put into place because, you know, you don't always have to have a law and then a policy because sometimes agencies are given certain authority, and during that application of their authority, they come with policies. So this wasn't a law. And so normally when we get together, we don't, you know, and we're talking about the policies that come directly from a recently passed law, we don't really have the opportunity to change the law. We talk about the policy and whether or not we agree with the policy, which is why it's made up of six Republicans and six Democrats, because we want to make sure that when we're looking at the policy that we all agree that there's some bipartisanship there. But this is what's really interesting, because they're going to bring three different policies today dealing with three different mandates. And in almost every case, I think they know that these are going to be shot down, because six of us are going to vote no on these. And I'll give you an example. For the NC campus one, for NC, they're basically saying there's in the policy itself, it says that they have to have proof of immunity. Well, nobody can prove immunity. I mean, even the CDC is having a hard time proving immunity. I think they worded this completely wrong. There's no way you can prove immunity. You know that, right, Kevin? I mean, I can prove that I've been vaccinated, but the vaccination does not guarantee that I'll be immune. I mean, you just had it mentioned on your news right before we began talking that one of the first cases of the Omicron here in the state of Nevada back on December 14th was a young woman in her 20s that was vaccinated. So you can be vaccinated and not be immune to this. And so you can't guarantee this. And so, I have a hard time with backing up a policy that is one of the requirements, is that you have to prove that you're immunized, that you're not going to get it somehow because, you know, you had this vaccine. It's just impossible. And, you know, you see this across the United States. Some of the Democratic governors now are actually saying, you know, we're pro-vaccine, and you can be this, right? You can be pro-vaccine, but anti-mandate. Because you want to allow people to make decisions on their own. And so you're seeing even Democratic senators or governors are pushing back. So, you know, he may have made that statement today about, hey, if you're not saying the same thing we're doing or saying the same thing we're saying, then you're against us and you're passing out disinformation. But even, I think, people of his own party are saying, you know, we may have been going too far with the mandates. And I'll give you another example, Kevin, if I could. The other mandate is on prison guards here in the state of Nevada. Interestingly enough, the policy is stating that prison guards are to be vaccinated, but when you push a little bit and you say, well, what about the people who are in the prisons, those inmates who are, you know, who have lost their freedom because of choices they've made and now are in the prisons, are they being forced to be vaccinated? No. So you're asking me to pass a policy that will require those who are free, those who can leave at the end of the day, at the end of their shift, to go home, we're going to mandate that they get a vaccine so they're not free to choose, but those who are in prison are free not to have it if they don't want it.
So what happens if the legislative commission meets this afternoon, you're going to be there, you're on the commission, and and you end up with a 6-6 tie?
Not enough to pass it. It fails. And I think we've all expressed that to the administration, that if you bring these policies today, that this is going to fail. This measure will fail, and you will not have that mandate anymore. the mandate will go away.
Are you fairly certain that the caucus will stay together? That the Republicans will stay together on this?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it will. You know, because, again, it's the language. If you look at the language, it's not really well written out, and they certainly didn't come to us and ask us for our advice, which goes back to the same theme that you and I have talked about time and time again. This administration, and its difficulty, its downfall has consistently been communication. It does not reach out and include the opposition party. And you have to have opposition in all things. That's how, when you talk and you oppose and you talk about what you don't like about something, you then come to a conclusion of something you do like or can live with. And there's never any of that discussion. And so it probably will fail.
I'm curious, when the president comes out today and says those who are spreading, quote, disinformation, unquote, should stop it, it sounds like he's saying if there's a dissenting opinion on this, and there is no consensus in medicine or in science, they're all over the map. What is disinformation then? I mean, to me, this is ridiculous because what he regards as the truth is somebody else's disinformation.
Yeah, and you have to have differences of opinion. You've got to allow people to exchange different ideas. Sure, I mean, you can finally bring in facts, and you can sit there and say, well, this we know and this we don't know. That's fine, but you still, there are, like you said, there are a lot of different medical physicians, a lot of medical experts who differ on some of the things that are being put out there. I was vaccinated. Yesterday I was 55 years old, and at my age, I just thought, okay, I'm going to get the vaccine, my wife as well. But it's a different story when we talk about our 10-year-old. It's a completely different story. And we've been given all the information. We have it. We're allowed. We know what's going on, and we look at everybody's opinion on things. We look at the information. We make up our mind, and it should be that way. I don't know how we got to the point where we discount a lot of people making up their own minds, and that sort of rugged individualism that we really embrace in the United States, but specifically out here in the West, all of a sudden it's just gone, or they expect it to be gone because we were told there's only one set of facts, and if you're not with our set of facts, then you're spreading disinformation. That's a hard approach to really begin an argument.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Scott Hammond, I love that guy. I love his family. They're just beautiful people. State Senator, Nevada District 18, of course, a regular feature here on the show every Tuesday. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Across Nevada, we're paying more for almost everything. Turn on the news and you can hear why.
All this government spending is fueling a surge in inflation.
Americans are seeing higher prices on everything from gas to groceries.
You've got the middle class being absolutely torched.
Even President Biden admits it's out of control.
Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But now Washington liberals are demanding trillions more in wasteful spending. Listen.
Democrats still divided whether to spend another $1.75 trillion.
This is an inflation acceleration bill.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has already voted for $3.1 trillion in spending just this year. Now you're paying higher prices on almost everything you buy. Tell Senator Cortez Masto inflation is killing us. Stop the reckless spending. Call her at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the House Reconciliation Bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. I just got something, Jim. This is from the Genora campaign, and I'll just read it to you. The highly respected Heritage Foundation recently released its election integrity scorecard. According to Heritage, the scorecard ranks states based on how well they protect the security and integrity of the election process. Nevada finished 50th out of 51 listings. Wow. That is scary.
That is incredible, because we know that there were problems in Pennsylvania. I know that that Trump had about a 70,000 vote lead when I went to bed here on the West Coast. So you can imagine. And of course, there in Georgia, they were denying people. Remember, they put up the placards or the boards so people couldn't see inside what they were doing. There was another video, I forget, might have been in Wisconsin, where they were caught pulling something out from suitcases, out from under the table, and then brought them up. So there's a lot of that going on. But remember when there was only like a 10-vote difference in Stavros Anthony's election?
Oh, yeah.
And I do remember that as well, and it looked like they were going to have another election because that was proper. And then when they voted on it, they changed their mind. There was going to be another vote count, and then they said, nah, forget about it. We'll just take the win. And of course, the Democrat candidate won. So that's kind of where we are. But, you know, we were talking about the unvaccinated being really, really second-class citizens. And if you'll recall, Kevin, I predicted this about a year ago or 6 months ago, whenever it was. But I think the response to what happened in Boston earlier this week, where the unvaccinated can't go to bars, can't go to gyms, can't go to sporting events, well, why don't you ban the unvaccinated from paying taxes?
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, our tax dollars provide services as well, so you can't just go do that. I mean, what's the difference between looking at someone differently because of the color of their skin or what's none of your business, which is the medical records of who's standing in front of you?
Good point. Good point. Yeah, if you don't want us to be able to get a table in a restaurant, then maybe you should exempt me from paying taxes. I like that.
I do, too.
I like that. Stay where you are. More to come. We're going to get you ready for Wayne Allen Root. He's in the green room pacing nervously, and I don't know why. Wow, he's pacing nervously, eating all the good Danish, and no, he doesn't. He doesn't eat food like that. No, he doesn't. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And the last word today goes to Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin. He was on Newsmax last night.
I guess we got a little Christmas gift, and at least this getting